Blog Talk Radio.
One way boom.
Shout out to Grandy.
Ready
to
rock. We doing this the fly way.
Very fun.
My way.
Oh, I'm going to race in.
Stuff shrimp riding in the old school looking just like a pimp. All white, 6'4, gangster white, walls 90 in the left lane looking like a bass. In the club, I'm surrounded by models. I'm sipping on a bottle with the fly cigars. I'm doing it, shade jab black, got a pocket full of stacks. Can't hear you haters, all I smell is loud pack. In the fast lane, late night, always under city lights, staying in the nightlife, knowing that I'm living right. Always been the giving type, I don't stop for funny lights. I ain't trying to go when I got.
Going
keep your money right.
Switching four lanes, when I'm dead and gone. Remember one thing, I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way. Yeah, I'm a smoke, I'm a drink, I'm a hit the club. It's my life, it's what I do. I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way.
In the league of my own. This ain't the NFL, but I stay in the red zone. I don't need seven, I settle for three. I don't know about you, it's good money to me. I'm always in the fast car, and I like to dress fly. I don't need no more gear, I should sell a nap back. I try, did some catch my eye. Then I'm leaving Georgetown with bags like why. Did the fam up and stop, did the same up and boss. I just threw it in the bag, I ain't looking to cost. I do it the fly way, every day is a Friday. It ain't hard to see a lot of money
I'm
come my way.
On the road, switching four lanes, when I'm dead and gone. Remember one thing, I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way. Yeah, I'm a smoke, I'm a drink, I'm a hit the club. It's my life, it's what I do. I'm doing it my way. Yeah, I'm doing it my way.
I'm in that 2010 coupe, black as a rag. My Southside shorty, a supermodel bag. Five or six hits, one way on the tag. From 0 to 60, we blowing up fast. We hustle through the day, party through the night. Do it how we wanna, and we don't need permission. Cause when money talks, man, they listen. When you shine so bright, the whole world pays attention. Southside, get it, uptown, get it. The dream is real, hustle hard, man, you can live it. And life is like a motion picture, man, so vivid. To put on for the city, we did it.
I'm going 90 on the road, switching four lanes. When I'm dead and gone, remember one thing. I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way. Yeah, I'm a smoke, I'm a drink, I'm a hit the club.
Shout to one way, Joe.
It's what I do. I'm doing
it
my way.
Welcome to BK Chronicles Live. It's been a while since I've been on air. I had to take me a little vacation, but I'm back. And I miss y'all. Hope you miss me, too. If you don't, I really don't care. But anyway, tonight we're going to talk about race. And the reason I chose this topic for tonight is because it's an article. I don't know if they planned it on the news in our area. But it's going around Facebook with the guy that's being charged for raping other men. And until then, this is something new to me because it's not common that you hear about a man being raped by another man. So I'm gonna give y'all some statistics too on rape and how often it occurs and with some of the effects of it. And we're going to talk about just men, and then you know, at the second part, we just want to discuss a little bit about men, just men, race, period, because this is just, it's a little shocking to me. I've heard about, you know, guys maybe getting raped in jail or something like that, but not really somebody just getting raped in the streets and your perpetrator is able to get away without you, like, fighting him or actually killing him as a man. I'm speaking as a man. Not when women get raped. That's something different. That's a whole different subject. But for a man to just, like, let another man get away with raping him or sexually assaulting him. I guess if you wake up, the article that I'm going to talk about later with the guy who's the DJ in Philadelphia, his name is DeJuan Porter. Yeah, he's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's supposed to be a local DJ that's been breaking in men's house and performing oral. They waking up to this man giving them oral, and they pressing charges, or he's getting away. The police think that there's more people that's out there who's been a victim of him. And again, I got to take a deep breath because that's shocking to me. I don't see how, I mean, like, you woke up to a man giving you head, and, like, what did you do? How did he get away? Like, why he wasn't arrested the first time or killed or something? Like, I don't that's just a little shocking to me. But anyway, let's get into this talk. I want to give y'all some statistics that I found online. And it goes as this. It talks about like how often women is raped. And 1 in 4 college women reported surviving rape or attempted rape since their 14th birthday. So that means from the time they was 14 up until college, they survived. 1 out of 4 survived at least one rape. Now, to me, that sounds like an average number because I know a lot of women have probably been raped, but you might have been raped by your partner or somebody you know or what have you, but that sounds like a reasonable number. And also, the U.S. Center for Disease Control, they did a study, and out of 5,000 college students at over 100 different colleges, 20% of the women, answer yes to the question, in your lifetime, have you been forced to submit to sexual intercourse against your will? That 20% out of 5,000 said yes. Okay, these average numbers, I guess I'm thinking they're average numbers because we're more used to women being raped than men being raped. So the numbers, yeah, they look really good to me. And let me see, one more. Okay, in the year 2000, 246,000 women survived rape and sexual assault. So that meant about 28 women every hour is being raped. And they also, let me see if these two. They also did a survey on high school students that, and they found like 1 out of 5 have experienced some type of forced sex, which was probably rape or whatever. But almost half of the 1 out of 5 didn't tell anybody about the incident. Now, I think that's common, especially with some girls. It depends on who it is that raped them. And they also say that rape is common worldwide, and with similar rates of incidents across the country, with 19% to 28% of college women reporting being raped or attempted rape in several different countries. So it wasn't just, the survey wasn't just for women that was in the U.S. It was women like all over. We know in other third world countries and stuff like that, across these, they get raped all the time. Like, I guess they still live in early Bible days or something. Like, women just, to me, they just get mistreated over there. They can get a little bit more respect. But anyway, men, even though some of us do not believe that a man could be raped, or some people shocked to hear about men being raped, but men get raped too by other men. And some men also get raped by other women. It's funny as it seems, but I'm quite sure they have, who been in a situation like these guys and woke up to a man giving them head and they just didn't know what to do. A man might have woke up to a woman giving him head that he didn't want it from. So, I mean, like, is that considered rape if he didn't want her giving him head? He just woke up to her performing oral sex for him. So, like, men get raped too. But anyway, according to the same study and statistics, they said that 3% of college men reported surviving rape or attempted rape as a child or adult. Now, I can see more men probably being raped as a child than they are as a grown man or, you know, as an adult, unless they in prison and under the circumstances and what have you. But that's a prison rape. That's something different. I might get into that. I might not. But, okay. So, out of the same study that this Center for Disease Control, of the 5,000 men that they did at the same 100 colleges, 4% of the men answered yes to being forced to submit to the sexual intercourse against their will. So, the women was, they were what, 20% out of the 5,000 and 4% out of the 5,000 college students for men that had been raised. That's a weird number for me. I think, I don't know. It's not that much, but I don't think I would have expected that. So, we also going to get on to, like, who, mainly people that get raped, they usually know who their attackers are, or, like, some people, they get raped by strangers, but they got some statistics on here, too. I'm going to go over those. Okay, so who are the perpetrators? Okay, 99% of people who rape are men, and 60% of those men are Caucasian. I know it might sound funny, but that's not a shock to me. Okay, in between 62% and 84% of survivors, they knew their attacker. Now, I can believe that because most people do get raped by other people because I don't want to say they send the wrong sign, but some people take the relationship or the friendship a little too far, and they go too far, and that's rape. If she don't want to give you nothing, then you just go take it thinking everything's okay. That's not okay. If she say no, please stop. Don't do that. Rape charges is not cute. Okay, and 8% of men admitted committing an accident met the legal definition of rape or attempted rape. And of these men who committed rape, 84% said that what they did was definitely not rape. So, again, that statistic right there goes to, you know, you think you're chilling with your friend or what have you, and she's telling you no, but you think no. It's just her way of teasing. Nah, sometimes people be serious. Like, they don't want to have sex with you. They don't want to fuck. They don't want to do none of that. They don't want to give you no heat. And you can't force it just because y'all went out on a date or something and you paid your little money or whatever. If you feel that way, like, make it clear before you even pick her up. Or just go pay for a prostitute or something. Because that's crazy. You can't force yourself on women. That's not nice. Or other men. In this case, I guess you guys thought about that, too. Okay, and also it say 1 out of 5 men reported becoming so sexually aroused that they couldn't stop themselves from having sex, even though the women did not consent. Again, maybe they've been doing too much role playing, and you got to know how to separate that. If she's not into you, she don't want to have sex. It's not a part of the play. That don't mean you just keep going. That's not cool. Stop when you say stop. Okay. 35% of men reported at least some degree of likelihood of raping if they could be assured that they wouldn't be caught or punished. I don't know about it. I can believe that. 35%? I don't know. maybe 15, but I hope it's not 35%. Does that mean a lot of men just thinking about if only they can find a way to rape you and not get caught? That's a little spooky. I don't like to think about that one too much. Okay, and then it says 1 out of every 500 students is affected with HIV and survivors that cause AIDS. Now, what they're saying is the 1 out of every 500 students that is affected with HIV, they got affected from being raped. Okay, and the next one is the first year students at college tend to believe more rape myths than singing. I don't know what they got to do with perpetrators. Like, people getting raped in college, so they think, I don't know, I don't even know how to interpret that, but they think, like, freshmen think they're going to get raped more than seniors do. I don't know. I mean, if you're a senior, you never got raped your whole school year, I guess you wouldn't believe in this. So, moving on. The next one is sexual assault offenders are more likely than another category of violent criminals to report experience of physical or sexual abuse as a child. I think that happened a lot, especially back in the day in the 80s. Or, you know, the 70s and 80s, 90s time, you were seeing about a lot of kids being molested and kidnapping, all that type of stuff back then. So, I can get with that number. I think it's probably more than what they're saying. Okay, then they say in another study, 98 of the men who raped boys reported that they were heterosexual. They in denial. Because if you're raping boys, then you're not a heterosexual. Like, you're still having sex with a man. So how could you think that you're a heterosexual? Like, that's just stupid. Okay. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about rape survivors and some of the things that they go through or how they cope. I got some information on that, so I'm gonna go over a little bit of that for y'all soon. Anyway, stay tuned. If you just calling in or you listening in, you want to make a comment, press 1. So you can join in on the conversation, or also call us out there listening. If you want to call in, the number is 646-378-0763.
Anything in the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got a stronger than her when cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose, could have died so young, now looks ugly and old, no fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep, and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do.
Alright, alright. I like being in the same room with you when you
welcome back to BK Chronicles Live. And earlier on the show, you just tuned in there, I was going over some statistics, and a study that I found on rape against women and rape when women rape other men and when men rape other men. So right now we're talking about who the survivors are. This part of the study, it says that 41% of college women who are raped were virgins at the time. I'm a little shocked by that because I didn't even think 41% of college women were virgins. But okay, we learn something new every day. And it says 42% of rape survivors told no one about their rape. But I mean, I guess sometimes that's usual because I've read that some rape victims, they don't come forward about their rape because some feel like it's their fault or they don't want their man to know most of the people that were saying that, they didn't want their man to know because he might leave them and stuff like that. There's people that was from, like, Africa and, you know, Muslim cultures and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, if your wife got raped or something like that, why not, like, not want them anymore? No, I mean, it was her fault. But anywho, and it says false reports of rape are rare, according to the FBI, occurring only 8% of the time. So 8% of rape reports, they say, are false. I can believe that. I mean, by the time they investigate, you lying, you weren't raped. You mad because he broke up with you or something. And you done got busted by your boyfriend and they trying to say the other dude raped you. You know, that's shit. That's things we do. And, okay, now they're talking about the circumstances of rape. So when they did, you know, again, this is a study that I'm reading off. And it says 57% of rape happen on dates. So, like, when you go out, and again, I think I said something earlier about that a little early on. You go out on a date, and dudes, you know, don't expect just because a girl go out with you and you're treating she fucking whatever she wants to or not. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. And if that's your attitude, then just ask her if she fucking before you take her out. Don't even waste your time or you gotta walk around with a grave charge. That is not sexy. There's nothing sexy about that. And, okay, 75% of men and 55% of women involved in acquaintance rape were drinking or taking drugs just before they died. Okay, I can go with that. About 70% of sexual assault survivors reported that they took some form of self-protection action during the crime. The most common technique was to resist by struggling or chase and try to hold the attacker. And of those survivors who took protective action, over half believed it helped the situation. About one-fifth believed that it made the situation worse. I mean, I would think it would make it worse, too. Especially, I mean, some of the ones that think it helped, maybe they were stronger than the attacker, so it helped them. The other ones, sometimes they're not as strong, so them fighting back makes it worse. Okay, and the next one says that 84% of rape survivors try unsuccessfully to reason with the man who raped them. Okay, now if he's raping you, how are you going to reason with him? Shit, that's the case, he wouldn't be raping you if he was a reasonable man. He would have better sense than the rape. Keep talking, sometimes that shit turn them on. This lady or something. Somebody now we're doing a good job. Leave that for next time. I mean, not that it should be the next time. I'm sorry. That's not a problem. Okay, 55% of gang rape on college campuses are committed by fraternities. I believe that. 40% is by sports team, and the other 5% is the other people. Okay, and they say approximately 40% of sexual assault take place in the survivor's home. About 20% occur in the home of a friend, neighbor, or relative. I think that happened with a lot probably with kids. is an adult. 10% occur outside and away from the home. About 8% take place in parking garage. Then I thought getting raped in a parking garage, that number would be higher than getting raped at a front house or a neighbor relative. I mean, it might include kids too. Because some people, you know, you let your kids go with people out you don't know, and they end up touching your child and all that extra shit. Wow, that's another story. Okay, and this is more than half of all rape and sexual assault incidents occur within 1 mile of the survivor's house or in her home. Yeah, I guess so. If they say 57% of rapes happen on dates, then more than likely you let your date in, or you let your date come back to your house. And then this is 75% of men and 55% of women that was involved in the claim of rape were drinking and drugging. So if you high, half the time you probably don't even know you took them back to your house. Did you high or you drunk up? Or maybe he drugged you. You never know. Okay, so with the different circumstances of rape, I think, especially when it's a man raping another man, a man raping another woman, like they say, it happened more so on dates. And I think that's when guys or us girls, women, whatever, giving men the wrong impression of what they expect on a date. You know, like, you know, y'all been talking for 2 weeks and y'all on the phone, you kicking it, but all you talking about is how good you suck dick and how good you ride and doing all these things. But then when you go out on a date, you're such the lady and you're, oh, my God, like, I would never do that on the first date and things like this. But you already got that man mindset and it's for ready to have sex with you because he thinks that's what he's going to get. Some dudes get it, some dudes don't. So you have to be careful the way we present ourselves to people. And, you know, start studying people. Learn about different disabilities. Some people crazy, and you probably missed the sign that you would have known about if, you know, you educate yourself about crazy people. Because that 57% of rapes happening on dates, that need to go down. I mean, like, take a friend with you, double date. If it's your first time dating a dude and you're not sure about them, take a friend with you. I mean, I know we did it in our teenage days, so you can do it as an adult. If you tell them if you want to go out, then you got to double date with you and your friend. And that way, you know, y'all, when you leave, you leave. Or unless you feel comfortable, or if you do rape you, you really don't mind in the back of your head, so then you go anyway. But the thing about college and all these rapes, 55% of gang rapes, that's devastating, knowing that you got to send your child away. If you want to send your child away to college, then God forbid she goes to a fraternity party, she's more likely to get gang raped. That's terrible. 55%? That's not a good number. Okay, so they also got into what happened after the rape. They did a study on that one too. And this study is kind of old too. The one, they said a study done in the 80s, 5% of rape survivors went to the police. So I wonder how much, what's the percentage of now? Like in 2012, more people reporting rapes, or are they now? I'm going to look into that, and I'll let y'all know. We'll do it later, but not right now. Okay, through the last 10 years, the National Crime Survey has reported that 30% of rape survivors report the incident to the police. So, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't even realize. That's new. So, that's good. At least it went from 5% to 30%. So, keep telling, because y'all need to get these rapists off the streets, so I won't run into them. And appreciate that. These rapes who fail. Okay, and other rapes reported to the police, only 16% result in prison sentence. Therefore, approximately 5% of the time, a man who rapes ends up in prison, 95% of the time he don't. And that's fucked up. Because if he raped me and we went to court, and I mean, I'm proving my point, and he still don't get no jail time, then, like, what's the point? That's why I guess a lot of people don't say nothing, or they take the law into their own hands. That's not right. That's not good at all. Okay, 42% of rape survivors have sex against and rape. 42%, I'm going to repeat that. I know somebody said, what she saying? 42% of rape survivors had sex again with the rape. This percentage, it must have been girls that was in a relationship with that man and he raped them, or he raped them when he get mad and she had sex with him. Because I would hope it wasn't a stranger that raped you and later you got back with him, unless you didn't know that he was the one that raped you in the first place. That's crazy. I don't understand that at all. Okay, and 30% of rape survivors, they thought about suicide after the rape. And 82 of the rape survivors said that the rape permanently changed their life. Now, I can understand that, especially as a woman, that rape, because maybe they don't feel safe in the streets no more or around that period. Like, I wonder if, you know, the effects of that. Like, if there's some ladies that's listening to this show right now and you've been raped, you don't have to share your name, but let us know, like, if it changed you, if it changed you in a good way, if it changed you in a bad way, or what. You can call in and let us know. The number is 646-378-0763. And also, 4.7% of adult pregnancies are associated with rape. Damn, wow. 4.7, that's not bad, but I don't know if I will be able to have a baby knowing that I was raped. Well, let's say I'm in a relationship and I was raped by somebody else, and it could possibly be my boyfriend, or it could possibly be the man that raped me. It's not no question about that. I'm gonna have to abort that baby because I'm not having the man who raped me. I'm not having his baby. I can't do that at all. Okay, now I want to talk about men being raped by other women. I don't know how a woman can, like, really rape a man unless she drugs him and probably give him something, like we probably said on what they call it, That's What Housewives, we drug him up and give him something that makes his thing hard at the same time. Like, how do you rape a man with penetration? This other man. I can't see, like, how a woman can rape a man. Or in the case of DJ Portal, DJ Dewan, whatever his name is, like, is it rape if a man is asleep and a woman just freaks in your house and starts giving you head? Like, is that, would they consider that rape? Or in this case, since he's not being charged with rape, he's been charged with sexual assault. But I don't see a man really being that shocked or upset about a woman breaking in his house and giving him hate. But a man doing it, that's a whole totally different subject. I can't, it's so shocking to me. Like, I had to talk about this, but this is crazy. I really can't get this. And even like, okay, let's get back to the men getting raped by women. I really just don't see how that can happen. But now, a man getting raped by other men, more than likely, that happens in prison a lot. You know, like, I don't want to give an example, because some of the ones that I was looking at, they kind of broke for me, too. And looking at it, the pictures that they show on here, it's not cool at all. But the men that get raped in prison, I mean, if I found out that my dude was raped in prison, it probably wouldn't turn me off, especially if, for the most part, the ones that they being raped by several dudes. It's not just one dude, you know, or he being attacked and they holding him down and forcing him to be raped. That's something different, but if you just got raped that one time and you still fucking booze, then that's something different because somewhere in the back of your mind you enjoyed it. And I wonder, like, if both men that get raped by other men, even when they're in prison, like, do that affect their manhood? Or, like, how do they, is it easier for a man that's being raped by another man, is it easier for them to move on than it is for women to move on that's been raped? But I don't think so. But the New York Times, they did an article on that, too. Y'all can Google it if you're interested in it. But they said that a man being raped by another man is way worse than a woman being raped by a man. I personally don't think so, because when a man is raped by another man, he might test their manhood, but more than likely, we'll never hear about it. But if a woman is raped by a man, not only is her safety compromised, but in, like, the consent, the 4.7, she might get pregnant. And, who wants to live through that? They got to walk around with their baby knowing that it's by a guy that raped them. Or in some cases, some of the girls, like, they beat up real bad. They scar for life. They got scars that's going to remind them of this rape for the rest of their life. Or men, they might go through their butthole hurting and stuff like that. Well, they can get over it. They heal. But I think the New York Times was way off with their article, because women go through way, way much more. But physically, mentally, emotionally, they go through much more than men do. Because, again, like I said, most of the time we don't even hear about it. We never even know about it. And some men, I think they're able to bounce back. And according to the percentages, a lot of men, they get raped while they're young, while they're little boys and things like that. We get raped sometimes when we're older. Some women get raped for years. You know, they might have a sex offender in their home. And the whole time, like, your uncle been having sex with them and stuff like that. Like, they get raped, I think, over a longer period of time. Well, it's always more devastating for a little girl, because even, like, in the instance of knowing the attacker, it's more emotionally harder for a woman to go on, or for a little girl to continue living in wanting to have a relationship with another man, you know, a physical relationship, because the man before her that was raping her and doing so many things to her, it affected her ability to bond with another man. Some women, it don't affect them, or, you know, they get really good therapy and they grow up and they move beyond it. But some of them don't. And they can't get past, excuse me. But they can't get past, you know, being raped. So, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I really would want to hear from somebody else that's been through that, or to see what it is, what steps they took to get past being raped or being molested, or even some men. Like, I know when nobody here, because I'm local, I'm in D.C. But I know if that happens to a dude that I know, he woke up and another dude trying to get him head, or a dude trying to take his butt or something like that, they wouldn't say that. They wouldn't shit. I mean, it's probably going to run out of mouth and say somebody else, but I mean, it's not funny. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. But I don't know. Now, getting into this article of the man from Pennsylvania, Hardwick, Pennsylvania. This man, his name is Juan Porter. He's 27, and according to News One, they're saying that this guy, Juan, he's a DJ, popular DJ downtown. Everybody know him. He's popular around the city. That he basically prowling on other men, getting them drunk at the club, or watching them get drunk at the club, and he's breaking into their homes and performing oral sex on them. Now, according to the police, they said they first started investigating Porter in May of 2011, when a man allegedly climbed up this guy's fireplace and began having oral sex with him. Now, in addition to that, two other victims reported that they had woke up after a night of partying to Porter giving them hate or sexually assaulting them. They said it was assault, but whatever. Anyway, let me finish it just in case you didn't hear the story. Okay, now one victim, he wanna remain anonymous, claims that Porter tried to perform oral sex on him repeatedly after being invited into his home with mutual friends. Yes, I know everybody pausing on that one. How you gonna try to say this man tried to perform oral sex on you repeatedly? And come on, he ain't locked up. You ain't beat his ass. He ain't dead. Like, I don't know. I don't understand that. I think this anonymous person, you want to remain anonymous because you might have liked it. And I think this is where one of those false reports going to kick in with this anonymous claimer, because it's no way. The first time he tried it, okay, maybe I can understand, okay, y'all got mutual friends. I ain't going to kill this nigga, but stay away from me. Don't try this shit no more. And then the second time, but okay. I don't understand. You didn't fuck him up, because obviously he's still doing it and he was able to do it to you a third time. So it leads me to wonder, how far is he getting into this head with him? With the three times guy? Like, okay, like the first time was it? I mean, like I'm starting to think this man enjoyed it. There's no way in three to seven occasions you let this man try to perform oral sex with you without. But okay, the anonymous guy says he actually tried it on the overnight, stated the man. I violently woke up because I felt a hand go down my pants. It made me crazy for days, and I really wanted to hunt DeJuan down and beat him to the pavement. Why you want to hunt him down after the fact? Why you ain't hunt him down and beat his ass when he was there the first time? Or better yet, the second time. But then the third time, I guess you say, enough of that, I'm going to call the police. I mean, whatever. I don't want to get old fuzzy, but I wonder what his race is. I know ain't no black man gonna let him get away with that shit. Not no second time. I don't think so. Okay, and then they said Porter is charged as three counts of involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, three counts of sexual assault and burglary. And the thing about it, this is not DJ's first time being arrested for such crimes. Last year, while he was in jail, he was charged with sexually assaulting his cellmate while he slept. He just wants to suck everybody off. Every man he comes in contact with, he's just trying to get him to pee. So, oh man, that's arresting, because I really can't relate to that, and I really can't relate to the fact that this man is trying to say that he almost got you twice, but you didn't do anything, you didn't assault him back physically or with your hands, or, I mean, not assault him back like gave him hands back. I didn't mean it in that term, but why wouldn't you do something about it? Why wasn't he arrested the first time? Or, oh, okay, I'm sorry. The first time was a slide. You gave him a pass. But the second time and the third time, that's a little fishy on his part. And I don't think, like, you just let somebody assault you three times. I don't think he should get an account for giving him some head, because he enjoyed it. You can't say you enjoyed the head. Like, that's what the people that's calling false rape. You, now all of a sudden, you know, he done gave you head three times. Now you want to call rape because somebody else, what, they found out about it? Cut that shit out. Don't do that. You know you liked that head that man gave you three different times. Now, the other two dudes that, I mean, I guess they came forward or they going to testify or whatever. But I wasn't in the same instance with them, too. Like, I mean, how far did he get? Did you dick your heart? Did you enjoy it? Did you let him suck it a couple more times before you realize? Like, how long did it take you to realize that he was a man? Like, I can understand being drunk and stuff like that, but I don't know. Like, I'm not understanding, like, how this man got away. Or, like, I mean, he broke in and you, and like, the man that, they said he came through the fire escape or something. Like, how far did y'all get? I want to know. It's okay. Like, I wish I can find out who these people is to answer some notes. I want to know. But for them not to have assaulted him back, or like, I want to hit a 911 call. Like, I want to know, like, how these men sounded. Like, when you call it 911, what do they call and say? Like, I got my dick sucked by a man and I didn't want it. Like, I've been raped. Somebody broke in my house and tried to suck me off. Like, this, that is crazy. I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. And then like this man is he now all over downtown Philadelphia. Like, so I'm quite sure probably after the first one and the whole year go past, rumors going around that the man is basically getting people drunk and giving them head in the morning, like, but people still hanging out with him. So I don't know. I'm starting to think that the couple of guys that he's coming forward, they mad because somebody found out about him giving them head, and then they want to cry rape. So I think that little 4.7 is going to go up real soon because he goes three more falls before so you getting some head. I think they enjoy that shit. I just can't see somebody getting away with that. And you falling asleep and you waking up and he's trying to perform over sex on you. No, I don't think so. Okay, so according to this article, I think this was last Wednesday morning, they charged him for those three counts and they say that in Westchester County, Maryland, he was Westchester County, Maryland, where he it say sexually assaulting, but I guess because sucking dick is his thing, that's what happened. But again, you're in jail. I mean, if he sucks you off, shit, at least you ain't get your ass raped. I mean, he ain't going to get ass. So that's been something that's very unusual for him. I guess he don't like it. He don't like sucking dick. He just wants sucking my off. But okay, but anyway, then they say they believe that it's other number of victims out there in this case. And if anyone who's a victim to call the police, they not going to call because more than likely they enjoy that shit. But if you're one of them victims and you listening, Earthbird Police Detective John O'Connor, they call them 717-255-3175. If you got some thought piece by DJ DeJuan Porter, then call up Earthbird and let them know you got your dick sucked to them. They want to add some stuff to him. They want to add some extra charges to his already three charges of assault. But that right there, that's very interesting. I thought that was funny. But anyway, with that same question, that same situation, I asked a couple of guys that's in my group if they were to wake up to somebody giving them head, like, how would they react? And I would think it would be a natural answer or a natural reaction. What would it be if the killer would be? Come on, if I'm not gay and I wake up to a man that's like giving me head, like I will automatically think that this man is gonna snap. and shoot the man, choke him, kill him, beat him. You just been hitting on this man for 3 hours, punching him all in the face, stomping him. He would have been dead. Like, I don't understand how he got to get away with sucking these men's dicks. I don't get it. That's a little different. Like, I don't know about Philadelphia anymore. I mean, not Philadelphia, I'm sorry, because they say Pennsylvania, Harrisburg. I wasn't with the men in Harrisburg, like, but he's putting a bad example out for the men up there. And these undercovers getting their dick sucked by other dudes. Maybe he bit the ones. We just speculating here, like, why would they finally, you let the man get away, then you want to charge him with rape. I mean, with sexual assault. I think they liked it. But anywho, okay, let's take a little quick break, and I'll be right back.
I love Fisher-Price.
804-335-0055.
LOL Smiley Face.
LOL Smiley Face.
804-335-0055. LOL Smiley Face.
I'm a bad boy like Diddy. Then she sent the text that read, baby, I'm at home. Then she sent another one that says she's all alone. So I text her a smiley face and said, let's do the drone. She said, LOL, boy, you crazy, come on. Then she said, actually, she ain't gotta ask me. Sit that little face with the tongue, cause I'm nasty. I'm on my way, girl, I can't wait. Put me a picture, let me see that, okay. Gotta just text. LOL Smiley Face, LOL Smiley Face, got him to the flip with me, saying, come and get this, LOL Smiley Face, LOL Smiley Face. She go to my place and follow, and if she got a body like a Coke bottle.
Yo, boy, a smiley face. Gucci mine X-rated, we can make a sex tape. Pics on my iPhone, Gucci on her iPod. When she turn around, make it say, oh God. Mommy real beautiful, manicure cuticle. Office job student girl, holding down her cubicle. And she got my number to her, man, that's like a miracle. Said she like my sway, but her fixes on my vehicle. She ate a beat. Cali girl love me, Brooklyn girls love me, Miami girls sexy, pull up in a stretch, jump out flexing, first date sexy, next night text.
Shout out to sexy, say she wanna text me, LOL Smiley Face, LOL Smiley Face, shout out to the flip pic, say come and get this, LOL Smiley Face.
Sent the picture to my BlackBerry. She fine and she big, just like Halle Berry. Kiss me through the phone, LOL smiley face. We can go and kick it, babe. Later on at my place, she messaged me on MySpace. Told me she loved me, she fixing my phone. 4:30 in the morning, baby, I'm horny. I wanna kiss you, I can put it on ya. That's not an issue, she scratching my back. And now I'm hers. She texts my phone, said I need your love. I met her Monday last week in the club. 1 week later, now she telling me that she in love. Ha!
Shout out to sexy, said she wanna text me. LOL smiley face, LOL smiley face. Shout out to the flip pic, saying come and get this. LOL smiley face, LOL smiley face. Go to my page and follow. And if you got a body like a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
I got the gigglies right now, so let me get serious, all right?
I'm laughing, then, nigga.
Let's get it.
DJ
Airway. Yeah. I'm in the kitchen going ham again.
Bam.
On a hot trap beat going ham again. Ha. Lemon head, lemon head. It look like some lemon heads like that nigga Cam again. Stove top cooking. Whipping, whipping up some stuffing.
Stuffing.
Making hella moves. Nigga, I ain't bluffing. Iced out.
Ha.
Purple Shambhala. Slipping off my damn wrist. Homeboy, yeah, I'm stunting. When I was 16, getting money was a habit.
Habit.
So much money had it stuffed up in a mattress. Hood chef in the kitchen finna make a salad. So I can get this green, I gotta get this cabbage. Old school Stanley Pippin, get my shine on. Before I do that, I got to get my grind on. Heck, a lot of change, watch the way I blow, dog. If you need it, then I got it, hit me on my iPhone. Grim Reaper on the mic, make sure to beat the stand. Soul Eater, shoot the nigga up, call me Death the Kid. Trap all day, nigga, I'm a trap star. Heart of a warrior, that's why they call me Black Star.
Hang with it, rock with it, rock with it. Felt them back up in the pot with it, pot with it. Microwave, but we gon' pot with it. When it get right, we drop that ass and make.
Verse 2, I'm smoking on them fuck boys, yeah, that's what y'all rolling up. Stay popping rubber bands, yeah, that's what I'm stacking up. Sipping on that rosy roll, yeah, that's what I'm pouring up. I'm a monster, see me rapping, lost, and just spit them up. I got a bakery,
huh?
They call me bread maker.
Yes, sir.
I hustle anything, nigga, call me the money maker.
Oh, yeah.
Double D, daredevil, I'm a risk taker, trying to break these hood records.
Huh?
I'm a game breaker.
Uh-huh.
You already know, yeah, I got a crazy flow, crazy hook with a crazy swag. You can't nobody touch me, Mo.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm trying to get these coins, but I ain't talking about Mario. But I'm diabolical, like my nigga Wario. I'm on my rap shit, shawty, I don't need a boo. I'm on my money making shit, that's the fucking truth. I make it rain in the club, rain on you. Made it rain so hard, turn the club into a pool.
Lean with it, rock with it, rock with it. Felt them back up in the pot with it.
I'm a young ass nigga with the mind of an OG. I'm just like my dad be, that's what my mama told me. Running in the streets like a kid in the playground. Chopping in the sandbox in case the shit slows down. Make money coming up and down like a seesaw. My crew stay popping bottles, that's how we fall. On my first hustle started with an 8-ball. Group it to a quarter, hell yeah, that's how we ball. Money touching to their head, you gon' need a water boat. Got some niggas geeking out like they off that love boat. Old school shit, homie, you ain't fucking know that. Hustle the old head way, that's why I get stabbed.
Lean with it, rock with it, rock with it. Felt them back up in the pot with it. Microwave, but we gon' pot with it. When it get right, we drop the ass and make it lock with it. I tell them lean with it.
Welcome back to BK Chronicles Live, and in case you're just tuning in, I was just talking about going over a little study that they had on rape and talking about men being raped by other men, which to me is rare. And the reason I came up with this topic was because I came across this article on Facebook about a known DJ out of Hartford, Pennsylvania, that was basically going around breaking into people's houses, men, breaking into other men's houses and raping them. I mean, not raping them, but having, they call it sexual assault, because he was giving a man head. Whatever. Sexual assault on a man, he's giving him head. But the thing with that is, that I was saying, I don't get, because one of the victims that came forward, he said it happened on more than one occasion, actually three times. But, I mean, again, as a man and a man being raped by another man, I can't really say I can relate to that. But I personally, you know, I can't understand that. I can judge, in my mind, I can judge a man being raped by another man more than I can judge a woman being raped by a man. Because to me, you know, with men and their lust, and some men can't control themselves when it comes to a woman that they want, they take it. But you actually want another man that's bad, that you want to take it or break it to his house and try to suck him off, or the man, you know, y'all chilling, one of the guys, he was saying that they had mutual friends, and he woke up from partying with all of them, and this man trying to get you head, but yeah, he got away with it. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand how they didn't fight back and win and had this man locked up or what. It's one person, it took a whole year for charges to be brought up on him when the other two people came out. So, like, with a man, like, I know with some women, they don't report the rape because they believe the police won't believe them, or they think somewhere in their head that maybe it was their fault or it was something that they did, or, you know, they might feel like they gave the man the wrong idea or something like that. Like, with women, it's more so understood. Now, with a man being raped by another man, I think it's more shameful. I don't think men take it harder than women, but I guess it depends on the man and who it is that's doing the raping. I don't know. I think maybe it is a little harder for a man to admit that you've been raped by another man, or that another man sexually assaulted you, like, trying to perform oral sex on you or something like that. But I don't know. This is different for me. And also, I had another article that this happened in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, this dude, Brandon Brady, he's 19, and he got booked into the Tucson County Jail Tuesday on two complaints of first degree rape. Yes, two. Now, get this, and he's 19 now. Let's remember, he's 19. Okay, according to the arrest report, the three men were supposed to be staying at the Doubletree Hotel while they was at a function at the convenience center down there over the weekend. Now, Brady allegedly raped the first victim in the shower Sunday evening. The victim tried to escape, but Brady wouldn't allow him to leave, according to the report. Now, according to the picture, Brady looked like a big little country motherfucker, but 19, and okay, you raped me in the bathroom, you wouldn't let me leave. Now, then they say the second victim, Monday, Brady was accused of sexually assaulting the second victim again in the bathroom of the hotel room. Now, police say Brady followed the victim in and wouldn't allow him to leave. Okay, so he got two of these men, all three of them staying at the hotel over the weekend. He raped one on Sunday. So that meant Sunday evening, all day y'all sat there, ain't nobody say nothing. And then he raped the second one on Monday. Like, they're not saying that this man had them at gunpoint. They didn't mention nothing about a knife. I don't know if the details haven't been leaked yet or what, but get the fuck out of here. It's two of y'all men, and it's only one of him, and y'all mean to tell me that he raped both of y'all, neither one of y'all decided, like, let's jump his ass and get away, or none of that. Like, come on, this shit is suspect. Like, I don't even see how the police even picked him up and charged him. These must have been some skinny little dudes or something to make them feel like he couldn't say nothing. Like, I don't know if I can. I know, like, people that get raped. Like, if I was a man, I'm going to put myself in a man's shoes. Even if I was raped and I couldn't whip the nigga or I couldn't get him up off me or nothing like that, I don't think I would be scared to report it because it's another man. But and then maybe they're thinking that in the future they don't want to testify to being raped by another man or what have you. I don't know, but I don't understand it. Like, If I'm thinking, all three of us, we men, we in a room together. I rape one. If the other one is in the room, or like I don't know, they didn't say where he was at. I don't understand how you didn't hear this other man being raped, and no one helped. Wow. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But I mean, I'm gonna need a little bit more details on that story. I'm gonna have to follow it up because this is intriguing. I've never heard a man like seriously being raped by other men on the street, and nothing is being done about that. Like, I mean, like, what would be the point? And then on some of these, on some of the surveys, they say that men that rape other men, they still consider themselves to be heterosexual. Like, how you consider yourself to still be heterosexual, but you're raping men? Do you consider yourself to still be heterosexual because you're not the one getting poked? If you have to have a sex with another man, your ass is gay. Ain't no fucking heterosexual. You bisexual. If you want to fuck men and women, that's what they call it these days. I think I'm hip with the terminology of that. But, yes, if you're a man and you're having sex with another man, you are bisexual. You are not a heterosexual man. That means, no, your dick out or everything that came in his ass. Like, wow. But anywho, let me go back a bit. Okay. Man, when we were talking earlier, I was talking about. I also mentioned like men being raped by women. It's another article I came across with, and it was three women. They were from. They lived in Africa, and they had raped 17 men. All three of them in a group, they raped 17 men, and they was keeping their sperm to do some type of testing that they was doing, but they were raping these men at gunpoint. Now, mind you, you're a man getting raped by three women at gunpoint. Like, how did y'all come? Like, you know, like, they raped 17 men all together, like, how did they come? Like, did they just take it as, okay, I'm in some kinky shit, and, hey, you know, fuck it, they not going to kill me, I'm just going to fuck these three bras, like, I wonder, like, how many men probably felt like their fantasy was fulfilled, and maybe they only reported the girls because they had wives, or some shit like that. Like, I wonder if a man, like, if I put a gun to my man head while we having sex, like, would that still make him come, or can they still get aroused? Like, if that dick got hard enough, and then some of them, they said they were drugs. Some of the men was drugs, but they didn't say, like, if they was drugs, like, what they was drugs with. Like, did they got Viagra in Africa? Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't. I know that's inappropriate, but. I mean, I don't know. Like, do they got bread over there? Like, what they got over there to keep their dick all by their drugs out? Interesting. I think all 17 of the men enjoy having three women fucking the shit out of them at gunpoint. Just collect their sperm. But, I mean, like, with all 17 of the sperms, I wonder what the girls did with it. They didn't get into that, but they just started talking about, like, if men can come during those moments, but. Like, these men in Oklahoma, I think they enjoy that shit, for real. And maybe, like, victim number two, he might have thought that victim number one, you know, was enjoying himself, so he didn't want to get involved because maybe he didn't know they was gay or what have you. And when big-ass Brandon, y'all got to see his name, 56. When Brandon raped number two, he just wasn't having that shit, and maybe he was the one calling 911, so... For victim number one, not to sit gay or have everybody talking about he got raped too, he ain't do nothing about it or testify about it. Maybe that's why he came forward. Because I don't see how y'all still sat around each other for 12 to 24 hours. One got raped on Sunday, one got raped on Monday. And he was arrested, what did they say, on Tuesday? That one might be, that's a little suspect for me, too. Okay. Anywho, I want, like, even with this, even in this situation, by them being, in some of these situations, even though I mean, my perverted mind, I just want to know how some of these men came. Like, when they, these two, that was, they got raped in the bathroom. I think, I can't say no men enjoyed it, but maybe they just couldn't get away from him. Maybe they was a little smaller or what have you, but I want to know if they enjoyed it too. It's rough than that. But anyway, we wanna I'm gonna come back in a little second. I got some news for y'all. I got some parties that's coming up. A couple of people want me to share with y'all. So y'all, you know, get your party on this weekend. And I think of it. Anyway, take a break.
Yeah.
All right, sorry about that, y'all. I was having a little technical difficulties. I got disconnected. But anyway, back to the topic of the night. We were talking about rape and men being raped by other men and things like that. So, okay, one of my audience members that's in my chat room, in case, you know, some of y'all that's listening in, or if you're on the internet, log on to Blog Talk Radio. Go to WDM Reeve Radio and go to episodes that's showing now and click on it and sign in, register. It's free. You can, if you don't want to talk on the phone or anything like that, you can chat with me via the inbox. Now, earlier, I asked, you know, if it was a male out there or anything like that, that could call in and, you know, share something with us about how men that do get raped, or if they knew somebody that got raped before, like how they feel. And what he's basically saying is a lot of men, they are ashamed. Like, I guess it's hard for them to admit being raped by another man because of the sacrifice, kind of like what I was saying earlier, because they're a man. Like, would your manhood be Would you judge if you actually knew another man that got raped by another man? Like, would you question their manhood? Would you, you know, like, it's hard. Like, it's from what he's telling me and what he's saying in this chat. I mean, I don't want to really read the word from word, but what he's saying, like, how his friend dealt with being raped, because he was raped by somebody else, by another man too, but the other guy was stronger. So a lot of he couldn't win. It wasn't a win, something like that. So he had to take it, but he didn't want to tell nobody else because he was worried about it. But he did end up telling his cousin about it. But I guess, like, for another man to trust another man, he probably not had that level of trust in him to share something like that. But I couldn't see a man that's being raped by another man probably telling his girl, like, to tell his girl that another guy raped him or something like that. I think, in that instance, brotherhood is a little bit stronger than a man telling his girl, like, you know, like, I've been raped before or something like that. But maybe, like, if they telling their woman, I think if it happened as a child, I mean, like, if my man came to me, to be honest, if my man came to me and told me that he was raped in his adult life, like, I mean, I'm going to say even, like, 19 or 20, like, 20 and up, if he told me he was, matter of fact, I'm a little younger than that because I know me. But I would say around, if you say he was like 16 or something like that, and you got raped, and if you wasn't in jail or nothing like that, and you ain't done killed this nigga by then, you ain't stabbed him, you ain't did shit, I think I would question his manhood because I don't know. I mean, like, I'm used to men just being very protective over their reputation, and I don't know how often men that do rape other men or something like that, do they get away with it? Like, I can't relate to that. But as a woman, I'm not gonna lie, I would think my man is a little bit less of a man. Like, you couldn't fight off another man that was trying to fuck you in your ass, but how you gonna protect me? Like, as a woman, because most women, anyway, I ain't gonna say most, because some of y'all might don't, but some women that I know, they want a man that can protect them, not a man that I have to protect you. Or make sure you're okay and shit like that. Or if you get drunk at a party, you're going to end up getting fucked. I got to watch you. Or, you know, something like that. No. We're used to a man being what we consider a man. Like, it's a little weird or a little uncomfortable to know that your man been raped by just, like, one other man. Or, like, if he was gang raped or something like that, then I think I'm going to more so be understanding of that because you had to fight over more than one person. But to let one man rape you and even if you feel like you can't fight the man, even if you can't fight the man off, like, you wouldn't go to the police. I don't get that. I really don't. So it's almost like, even if you're a man, you've been raped by another man, like, at some point, I feel like, defend yourself. Like, it's not that embarrassing, it's not that embarrassing, even though I say I would judge my man a little bit, but I wouldn't judge his sexuality, just even if he told me that, like, earlier, I was saying, I wonder if some of these men came from being raped. I probably still would ask that question, even though it would be an inappropriate time to ask it. But I still would want to know, like, just because he came don't mean he actually enjoyed it. I mean, you know, we also witnessed the girls that was raping it with that distance. Because, again, that's kind of like role playing. So I can see a man actually coming from a girl raping him at gunpoint. But I don't know. But I know a man would be... I think a man would be more embarrassed to tell his girl that he been raped than a man being embarrassed to tell his woman he's been raped to. But I mean, that's just me. And and the thing with the guy in the chat, but even like he was saying, I think he basically summed it up too, that a man would be more so happy with, I mean, more comfortable, not happy, more comfortable with kind of his man or close friend, but the same sex, like what happens to him, than him telling another woman that he got raped. And also for those of y'all, you know, if you just tuning in and you didn't get to hear the early part of the show, I had went over some of the statistics of people being raped, women being raped by men, men being raped by men, women raping men, which, I mean, you know, when I asked, and I also asked the guys, like, could a woman rape you? Of course, they all said no. Because, I mean, like, myself, and I can't see you being raped by a woman and you didn't like it. Unless she was a faggot and you woke up and, oh, my God, she done sucked me off. In this case, with the DJ guy, you know, him sucking off other men. Like, in that case, like, if a faggot don't want you and you just suck them off or something like that, he grossed out, he called rape. But, yeah. But I think a man would enjoy being raped by three women. Whether it's at gunpoint or shit. As my man would say, they can have a paperclip, man. They can rape him, shit. Just don't bite it. I guess that's man law. Shit, I know men like that's their fantasy to be raped by women. Let's go there. I got a little bit of time, so I can ramble. Okay, let's say the three women that was raping these guys, like, but the ones that was over in Africa, they was raping them. This is silly sperm, so. But what if the women was like raping them with dildos and taking sodomizing them? Wow, like how fucked up would that be? It ain't a man raping you, but it's a woman with a dick that's raping you. Oh, I got laughing at myself. But no, I'm just kidding, y'all. But anyway, that's the show for you. And if you just calling in or you just missing out, you can always download the show at the end of the show when at 9 o'clock, 9:05, it should be ready for download. And you can listen to it too. And also, let me let y'all know about these events, because I got quite a few. Not sure what's up with Wednesdays, if they still down Lazy Lounge, because I didn't hear anything back about that one. But I do have a few. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Okay. I believe this is still in effect. I'm not sure. When did you send me this? Okay, next. I'm about to find it. Damn it, I lost. Okay, anyways, a couple of parties coming up. And I know this weekend it's a pool party. I'm not sure if is it a pool party? I think I'm getting some confused. That might not be for y'all, that might just be for me. And invite for me only, I'm sorry. Here we go. I'm having to take these five like forever to the design party period. God damn it. See, then when I don't want to look at the flies, I can find them. Okay. Now, this Friday, DMG, I think it's the name. They got I think they do like this little open mic thing that they got coming up this weekend. Matter of fact, it's Friday. I believe the ladies are free. And that's I'm trying to get the address. It's on Martin Luther King Avenue, right across from the Big Cheese. I believe that starts at 8 o'clock Friday. And also my friend Don Don Lee. I don't know if y'all heard of him. He's with New Level Entertainment and Go-Go Radio. They got Movement Fridays, live DMV performances, live band and concert. That's at Love Nightclub. They're doing that each and every Friday. They got live performances by Sugar Bear and EU, the Loud Band, The DMV artists performed by, they say Cash, Miss Montana, The League, CYN, and Vito Brown, DJ Hen, on the ones and twos, he DJing, I guess, Go-Go Radio, they hosting live. It's a $20 cover charge all night, and for those of y'all that don't know where Love Nightclub is, that's 1350 Oak Street, Northeast. So, yeah, y'all check that out. I hear my man Don do some good events, so y'all might enjoy that. And also, this Thursday. Okay. This Thursday, they had Ladies Night at Stonefish. Now, OB Entertainment, they presenting this. They hosting this. It's Ladies Night at Stonefish Grill, Thursday, the 11th. Ashley Calloway is featuring the family. I'll Google her. I don't know if she sings or what she do, but I know they're giving out a free glass of Moscato for the ladies to start the night off. I prefer a shot, but whatever. We'll take that. It's free. You know, we love free chicken. Anyway, that's at Stonefish Grill, 880 Capitol Center Boulevard, Outlawville, Maryland. So, you know, on Thursday, y'all can go check that out. And, anywho, I'm going to go ahead and rock this show up. And for those of y'all, you know, once you listen to this, if you want to find any of these articles that I had mentioned earlier, go to news1.com. They got both of the stories on the DJ, the Juan Porter guy and the Brandon Brady guy. That's 19. But and they both really young, like to be raped by other men so soon. Like you would think that I don't understand that. Like at those ages, I don't think guys my age was raped by other guys. If they did, again, I guess men raping other men, it's like a secret society. But anyway, I'm going to call it a night, and y'all have a good night. And I want to thank all my callers that called in, those that listen to me and that support me every week. I'll be here next week, too. Good night.